It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a right-wing group that rejects feminism and promotes the white race is establishing itself in Wisconsin. We'll get an up-close look from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. First, there are anywhere from zero to two bosses today at a federal consumer protection agency. There's a dispute between the White House and officials at the agency over who should be the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The departing head of the CFPB appointed his successor, Leandra English, who served as deputy director, but President Trump named his own pick for the position, Mick Mulvaney, who currently heads the Office of Management and Budget. Now there's a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. over who actually leads the agency. Jillian White is a senior associate editor at The Atlantic who's been writing on this. Jillian, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's one boss, two boss, and politically speaking, red boss, blue boss. Jillian, how did we get here? How do we have two different people thinking and acting as though they're in charge of this one federal agency?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of this is a question of legality. So when Richard Cordray several weeks ago said that he was going to resign from the Bureau, and he was the Bureau's first director, so this is kind of unprecedented in many ways. When he said he was going to resign, Donald Trump and his administration looked towards what's called the Federal Vacancies Act, which says that the president has the right to appoint somebody to sit in that interim position until someone who is Senate confirmed can be chosen and confirmed by the Senate. So that stipulation only applies usually unless that agency has another process in place, which the CFPB does via Dodd-Frank. The same act that put together the CFPB actually says that in the event that the director is no longer there, that the deputy director should become the acting director until the president can appoint someone new and they can become Senate confirmed. So that's kind of how we ended up with these two different strings. Now, at the time that Richard Cordray announced his resignation the first time and hadn't officially stepped down yet, there was no deputy director. There was an acting deputy director. So that's part of the way that we kind of got into this weird space.
What happened on a practical level today? They both showed up for work?
Yeah. So if you look around the internet, there are lots of pictures of Mick Mulvaney walking in with a bag of Dunkin' Donuts. He was very clearly in the director's office and taking meetings. And Leandra English was also on site.
Now, talk a little bit about what this agency does and why it was created to see what's at stake here.
Yeah, so Dodd-Frank, which was the act that was put in place after the financial crisis, one of the provisions of it was that it created the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And the idea of the Bureau, which was the brainchild of Elizabeth Warren, was that consumers would never be caught in this spot again, that they would never be kind of at the whims of financial institutions. So the Bureau has been responsible for doing things like regulating payday lenders and prepaid cards. They're also in charge of consumer financial education and a host of other things that are meant to kind of strengthen the position of the consumer in the economy.
So, and some of the high-profile stuff they've done is they're the ones who punished Wells Fargo, right, for some of their consumer
Absolutely.
Fraud issues.
Yeah, so one of the big things that they do is that they bring lawsuits against financial operations that they believe to have been bad actors. So we're talking about some of the credit rating agencies and also Wells Fargo and a few others.
And President Trump and Mick Mulvaney and many Republicans have been very critical of this agency. Why haven't they liked it?
So pretty much since the inception of the CFPB, Republicans have come out against it. They think that the structure is unconstitutional. Part of the interesting thing about the CFPB is that their money does not come from Congress. It actually comes from the Fed. So they're very independent. And having the president as the only person who can appoint their leader kind of gives them even more independence. And that was done intentionally. The CFPB was supposed to not be at the whims of any particular politician or political sway. And I guess Republicans have always had a bit of an issue with that, have always felt that they should be subject to congressional appropriation. And some Republicans who really don't like the Bureau have always said that it's actually more harmful to the financial industry than it is helpful.
We're talking to Jillian White, senior associate editor at The Atlantic, talking about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It has two bosses, depending on who you talk to, one appointed by the president, one appointed by the outgoing director of the agency. Where are we now? Are the courts going to decide this ultimately?
So it remains to be seen. Of course, somebody could always give and decide that they don't want to stake a claim in this anymore. But right now, it seems that it will go to court. So the first hearing on this is today at 4:30 Eastern time. And right now, they are hearing what is Leandra English's complaint against Donald Trump, saying that he does not have the right to appoint the next interim director. So that's where we are.
And it makes a big difference if it's Mick Mulvaney or Leandra English, right? They presumably, given their backgrounds, would have a very different approach to consumer financial protection.
Yeah, absolutely. So people see Leandra English as kind of the continuation of what Richard Cordray was doing, kind of focused on the same thing, a lot of aggressive enforcement, whereas Mick Mulvaney, both because he is an appointee of the Trump administration and also because of what he has done at the OMB, would likely fall in line behind deregulation and kind of tamping down some of the more aggressive things that the Bureau has done.
Right. Mick Mulvaney has called this agency a sick, sad joke in the past. Do we know what he disliked about it?
Well, some of the things that most Republicans have not liked, he said that they have not truly helped consumers, that is really staunch growth in the financial sector, and that basically all of the consumer protections that the agency purported to offer, that it really didn't. So that really wasn't helping anyone at all.
Are there efforts in Congress to just get rid of the CFPB and get to the bottom of all these questions, given that Republicans are in control of Congress?
Yeah, so there have been lawsuits before filed to say that the entire structure is unconstitutional. And earlier in his campaign, Donald Trump actually said that he would totally get rid of the CFPB. Since then, he had kind of pared that down. But yeah, there have definitely been pushes in the past that have said that the CFPB should be almost completely gutted.
Are there ongoing enforcement actions that the CFPB is involved in that might be on stake here or at stake here?
Yeah, so the CFPB has been looking into a lot of different things. And already Trump has moved to kind of gut one of the things that it still had pending, which was mandatory arbitration clauses, getting rid of those. So there's a lot of ongoing work and a lot of things that they were still doing research on that could potentially be hampered or outright done away with.
I want to follow some of the other threads here. Mulvaney now in charge of this, at least for the time being. Does that mean he keeps his job as head of the Office of Management and Budget, or does he have to move on and they need an interim over there?
So actually, he's allowed to keep both jobs right now, which was one of the interesting things about when Mulvaney was originally selected by Trump. He's allowed to keep his job as the head of the OMB and also to keep this job as the interim director, if that's what courts decide. When it comes to the CFPB, he wouldn't actually be overseeing day-to-day operations. He would hire somebody else to do that. But again, that person would likely fall into line with kind of his existing belief system about the CFPB.
And presumably take over the Dunkin' Donut duty. And then what happens next? In either case, I mean, either of these people who are showing up for work are interim. What would have to happen to permanently replace Richard Cordray?
Yeah, so at some point, the president will have to choose an actual nominee to become the permanent director, and that person will have to go through Senate confirmation. So the fight now is actually only for a temporary replacement, and then we will see kind of another round of back and forth about who Trump chooses to be the full-time director of the CFPB, and then what senators think of him or her.
And let's talk about Richard Cordray now. His term wasn't up yet until next year, is that right?
Yes, so he decided to leave a little bit early. Many people speculate it's because he wants to run for governor of Ohio. So he backed out a little bit early, resigning officially on Friday.
And he had been a lightning rod for Republican critics of the agency, but just the fact that he's leaving doesn't mean that criticism is going to end, does it?
No, not at all. A huge reason that people disliked Richard Cordray wasn't necessarily about Cordray himself. It was about the thing that we talked about before, which is the structure of the CFPB and kind of the leeway that the head of that agency has in determining what it's going to do, how it's going to work, and how aggressive it's going to be. So it's likely that some of those criticisms will also be visited upon the next director.
And you mentioned Elizabeth Warren. Before she was in the Senate, she was one of the big advocates for the creation of this agency. Has she been weighing in on this back and forth now?
So it's pretty clear that Elizabeth Warren thinks that the agency should continue the work that it's already doing and that putting someone like Mick Mulvaney ahead of it could severely hamper it. So it's reasonable to believe that she wants Leandra English or someone who already has kind of similar beliefs as Cordray in that slot.
And as far as people weighing in on who is actually in charge, is it pretty much falling on partisan lines?
It really is. Things are pretty mixed. And right now, academics are saying that it's a little, the law is a little confusing, but at the very least, there seems to be a good case to fight the federal vacancies appointment.
And is there any kind of timeline as to when courts could, as you mentioned, a hearing already today, is this something where it's expected, you know, maybe by the time we're done talking, a decision will be made, or is this something that could drag on for weeks and weeks?
It could honestly be either. So a hearing was scheduled very, very quickly. This lawsuit was filed last night. There's already a hearing this afternoon. That being said, the hearing could be had, and there could be no decision from it. So this could go on for days and days. In her lawsuit, English did ask for a speedy resolution to this, in part because it's causing so much upheaval. But, you know, whether or not that will manifest remains to be seen.
And now we're just seeing a tweet from CBS News. President Trump's choice for the CFPB, Mulvaney, he's put a 30-day hiring freeze at the Consumer Bureau, at this bureau we're talking about, and an immediate halt in any new regulations, rules, and guidance. So all they'll be doing is eating donuts and, I guess, doing anything they were already doing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave it there and a lot to watch. Jillian, thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
We've been talking to Jillian White. She's a senior associate editor at The Atlantic. She joined us to look at a dispute between the White House and officials at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over who is in charge at the agency, a story changing by the minute as we talk about it.